Welcome to episode 112 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. We left off with neural network design, the architecture, those many, many parameters you have to fiddle with to get a neural network to do the sort of task you want it to do. So how do you find the right design for your neural network, the right architecture? Well, suppose we let evolution do it. It did it before. There was a project done by Larry Yeager called Polyworld. They created a little world, a two-dimensional one, and populated it with little creatures. The creature's behavior is based off of their neural net. And their neural network, their artificial neural network, is designed by evolution. In their genetic code, it specifies things like how many groups of neurons to use, how many neurons to have in different groups, and what sort of connections you want to make from one place to another. Each creature is given an eye, ways to move, an indication of how healthy it is, and interestingly, one neuron that just fires at random. Random firing neuron tends to get wired up, too, over the course of these experiments. They like having a little bit of random. There's surprisingly little easily available information on Polyworld. I did find a Google Tech Talk by Virgil Griffith. At roughly 5 minutes in, maybe about 5 minutes and 15 seconds in, Virgil shows the results of some earlier work where the body types of various creatures were evolved. That's interesting to watch, especially at about 9 minutes in when they show the hockey players. It's worth a chuckle. In Polyworld, the individual creatures expend energy. Even just being alive causes them to consume energy. So they have to go out and find food. What's more, if a particular creature dies, runs out of energy, they turn into food. The little creatures can fight one another, or mate, or move, or eat. They also have a capacity to blink a light on and off. Virgil talks about a couple of interesting results from their experiments. Early on, they hadn't given an energy cost to having a large brain or firing neurons a lot. They ended up with creatures with very large brains that did very little. It's roughly 30 minutes in, he's talking about when they hadn't given a cost to produce offspring. A group of creatures started producing offspring and then immediately consuming them. They didn't have to search for food. They could just make the food. Later, when they turned up the cost for having offspring so that it took energy, there was a strain of creatures that tended to die right after having offspring. And then the children would turn around and eat the parents. The disadvantage to the Polyworld approach is the computational cost. It takes computers a lot of effort to run a neural network. And here they have dozens of creatures, each with its own neural network. The advantage is that you don't have to try and figure out what the magic structure is. Evolution can do the designing for you, and you just design the world. While the idea of letting evolution do the designing for you is attractive, it could take a long time. The other approach is to look at existing brains, how they are structured, and to do some experiments and see if you can find underlying principles that'll help you design neural networks for particular tasks. Out of this work has come something called deep learning. It's currently all the rage. We'll start talking about that next time. See you then.